10th chapter of Mark, on the way to Jerusalem. It's on discipleship. And Mark presents discipleship as this. Discipleship, following Jesus, Mark presents as a willingness. Not a begrudging. A willingness to suffer out of service. That to be a disciple of Jesus is to have a willingness to suffer out of service. But we see two aspects to that. This is Jesus' third prediction. His third prediction of his passion. And this key phrase, he says, the Son of Man himself will be handed over. It's a passive verb. It's not something he's doing. It's something done to him. It's something done to him. He will be handed over. Huh, the obvious is Judas's betrayal, but also the Father in heaven handing over the Son. So wherever this discipleship happens, it happens in a place where something is done to us. Wherever reality is not the way you want it, you're in this beautiful place where you've been handed over. Where the kid spills his milk at the table. Where you're in traffic. You've just been handed over to follow Jesus. The first step is something is done that I don't control. But now I can consent out of a willingness to suffer for the good of another. As a ransom for many, to free the other for some good. If dad responds rightly, the boy who spills his milk, the girl who spills his milk, is now freed. Where does that happen? Where this is being done to us, but we're not willing to suffer out of service, we experience resentment. Passive aggressiveness, anger. Let us see where those are, and let us consent in a way that is for the good and the freedom of others.